FM.
Lemo, you want to talk manners, something that everyone should do at the end of a meal, but doesn't.
Well, I was at a function last weekend, Beck, and I'm sitting at my table. There's about 10 of us at this table, and it was a classic sort of salmon and beef arrangement. You know, they go meal for meal
alternate
around
drops.
The table. I had the beef. I was very happy with that. And I had some spuds as well on the plate. Anyway, I smashed my beef. Still got a bit of potato left over. And I am chatting to the person next to me, and I put my knife and fork down on the plate, and I put my knife and fork at right angles across the plate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? And then I'm chatting to the person next to me. I turn back around, and my plate has been taken by a waiter. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where's my plate gone? And then someone else's other waiter took it. I said, I wasn't finished. I clearly had the knife and fork apart.
Yes.
And then someone else at the table was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? What do I mean? When you're finished, you put your knife and fork together. When you're still going, you have your knife and fork apart.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is why I always go through the drive-thrus, mate, because you don't have this problem. It's easier
it
and simple.
The confusion out of it. But it seems there's a whole generation of people, or maybe a whole bunch of people out there from multiple generations, who knows, who don't realise that knife and fork together signals I'm done. Anything other than that means it's I'm still going with my meal.
Would you call the waiter on it or not?
The waiter had gone.
But would you say to him, hey, mate?
No, well, I would normally, if I had noticed, I would have said, no, I haven't finished yet.
Sure.
Oh.
But I wanted to have the potato and I wanted to mop up my gravy with a bit of bread.
Yes.
I was really looking forward to that, but I couldn't because they took the plate.
Yeah.
Now, apparently this is a thing where some people just don't understand that knife and fork together is what's required to signify meal over.
Yeah. Look, I must say we had my daughter's boyfriend over for dinner the other night and he finished his meal. It was clearly there was not a scrap left on the plate because I'm such a good cook. And knife and fork was just open and, well, I didn't go to clear the dishes because you clear your own. And I'm like, you finished, mate? And he goes, yeah, I am. I go, well, I can't tell you finished. Knife and fork together at the bottom. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been back since.
What do you mean at the bottom?
At the bottom of the plate.
No, no, just knife and fork together. It's fine.
No, have to be at the bottom.
No.
They have to be down at six, at the 6 o'clock, like the number six on your clock.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not a stickler quite like that.
No. They're
just together.
To be straight.
But I will put the knife, so the end of the knife goes in between fork prongs.
Yes.
Oh,
and I'll actually put it middle of the plate.
God, who were you raised by the Queen?
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah in Hope Valley. Do you put your knife
Hello.
And fork together when you finish your meal?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I don't understand how people don't know this. And my parents also taught me to always ask for a knife and fork, not a fork and knife, because it sounds like something else, like you're saying something
fork and
else.
Knife. So. Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So, yes, Sarah, so as far as you're concerned, Sarah, this is absolute common knowledge, or should be.
Oh, definitely. And it frustrates me when people don't know it. So,
yes.
And I always have to tell them.
All right.
Jeez, it'd be interesting to talk to someone in the hospitality game that sees this all the time.
Yeah.
Like if you worked at like Cafe Primo and you're picking up 100 plates a day, out of that 100, how many are finished off
and
correctly?
By the same token, if your knife and fork is in that position and the waiter or waitress says, are you finished? You're like, well, you're goddamn right I'm finished.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to ask because I have the universal knife and fork sign that I'm finished.
It's code.
Right
exactly. Erin from Paynham, what do you think on this?
Well, I agree. You have to have the knife and fork together when you finish. Mm. But if you're still going, the fork has to be facing down.
Oh.
Like as in it's still about to be like put into food.
Oh.
Right. And what if your knife and fork are at right angles but the fork is facing up?
If the fork is facing up, you're finished.
Yeah.
Oh, even if the knife and fork aren't together?
Or if they're not together, I mean, yeah, you could still be going, but you should have the fork facing down.
Okay. I hadn't heard that one.
All right, 13, 10, 60, give us a call.
All right. Levi's 15 and has called through and has always been taught to pop them together when finished. That's good parenting. Siobhan in Royal Park, you work in hospo. What's your take on this?
So obviously I put my knife and fork together, but there's actually like a rule in knife and fork etiquette that you can put your knife and fork a certain way. I don't fully remember what it is, but if it's like separated at a certain length or if it's put together a certain way, it means you are happy with your food or unhappy with your food.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I have seen this before. If there's a little crossover, I believe, between the top of the knife and the top of the fork, it means you're not happy. And if they're right next to each other, it means you're happy. I think that's something like that.
I don't fully remember.
Oh, well, you've got to know which way, because you don't want to send the wrong message to the chef. Yeah,
exactly. All right. That's getting confusing. Yes. Let's go to Sammy in Shido Park. I believe your partner frustrates you in this area.
Did we just lose Sammy?
We just lost Sammy. Sorry about that. Let's go to Fiona.
All right, we'll try and get Sammy back. Fiona in Greenwith. You've got some advice for me.
Yes, indeedy, I do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where the cutlery is placed. In your instance, if there's no food on the plate, they are done-ski. Unless you're expecting them to lick the pattern off your crockery or actually pick up the crockery and eat it, they're done. However, in some cultures, if the plate is clean, it would suggest that you haven't served enough food because they're not fully satisfied.
Oh. That's probably true, actually. I have seen him go to the pantry after dinner.
But back on track to the cutlery, many, many, many moons ago, back when I was a WASPO worker, I had to learn silver service, you know, the whole delivering the food to the right, clearing to the left, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And we were always told cutlery together means they're completely done, whether they're at 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But if they're crossed over, that means not done. The big X means no touchy-touchy, so we weren't allowed to pick those plates up.
And if you're super happy with your meal, you put it end-to-end, like you stand your fork and knife up.
Your mashed potato.
Sammy and Shadow Park's back. Sammy, morning.
Morning.
Hey, Sammy, I believe your partner frustrates you. Is that right?
100%.
What happens?
Well, about 19 years and still will not close his cutlery when he finishes dinner, and I will not clear his plate until he does it.
Oh, really? What? It's a 19-year standoff.
What's his problem, Sammy? Why won't he do it?
I'm not sure where to start. I don't know. Mm.
Okay, all right. Leave it on the table and then he can clear it himself, Sammy, would be my advice.
Let's go to an expert on this topic. Richard Finlayson owns a business called Quality Catering. Now, Richard's company actually educates and trains chefs right here in South Australia. Now, Richard, what's the go with knives and forks? What are you teaching them?
Well, firstly, Cozzy, I think no one's addressed the elephant in the room, which is... Limo's just upset. He missed out on his potato. Trying to shame our industry. Listen, I'm not originally from Australia. I'm from the better part of England, also known as Scotland. And when I first came to Australia, we are a lot more casual in Australia. And we've seen over the years people are a lot more distracted, be that talking or mobile phones. So basically we try... In a function, there's a time pressure. You might be serving 150 people, and you might need to clear them before you can serve the next course. And so we try and educate people to ask if they have finished, but often people are just too distracted. So you just whip the plate away, and one potato short. But definitely, the last thing I'd say is the one thing we don't like is if you pre-stack for the staff, because there's cutlery and gunk and all sorts of things, and you pick it up, you get all of your hands, and you can drop a fork or knife. They are trained to know how to efficiently and hygienically clear the plates.
That's really interesting, because I always do that. I always think I'm helping by just stacking a few around me and go, there, go make your job easier.
No.
Yeah, and well, Richard, I had a chef say to me, and I'll see if you agree with this, that if you stack the plates in a restaurant, it's actually, and you might think you're helping, it's an insult to the staff, because the message to staff is you're not doing your job.
It is. I would say the one little disclaimer, we do have a pretty chronic shortage of staff in the industry at the moment. So I appreciate sometimes people might have to wait a little bit longer and maybe they're trying to help. But ultimately, the staff know what they're doing and leave them to it. They can clear a table for 10 quite efficiently.
Right on, mate. Thanks so much, Richard, from Quality Catering.
Yeah,
so,
good work.
Yeah. But I think we can all agree, when you finish, knife and fork together, please.
Yes. That place owes you a potato. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.